The Church Street neighborhood is tucked away off of Route 13 in Salisbury. It has become the object of a series of political battles over revitalization. This is Don Rush. Former Mayor Barry Tillman stands at one end of Church Street, looking down a neighborhood that, during her tenure, she worked tirelessly to revitalize.
Well, I think this neighborhood is a classic neighborhood in transition. 25, 30 years ago, it was really a very, very challenged neighborhood, and it has had some resurgence in the past 10 years.
In recent years, there have been battles over rehabilitation of abandoned buildings. Nothing represents this more than the structure known as the Bricks. The former mayor and I walked around the two-story building with its deep red brick walls.
There's great architectural detail, leaded glass over the what was probably a commercial structure. So it's an architectural gem.
The land was donated to the city for revitalizing the neighborhood. But the current city council backed out of a deal with Homes for America to refurbish the structure for low-income housing over the objections of the current mayor, Jim Ireton. The council majority expressed concern over the city's potential financial commitment as well as the feasibility of the project itself. Supporters argued the city would not be on any financial hook and saw the alliance with Homes for America as the best prospect of bringing the building back into use. At one time, the Bricks had been the site of crime and prostitution. There are other abandoned structures that Salisbury has grappled with in the Church Street area, including an old laundry factory known as Linens of the Week, which was also donated to the city.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, dear God, with the sunshine.
It's a Saturday at Grace United Methodist Church, located directly on Church Street. And in the basement, God's kitchen is in full swing as a prayer is said before the meals are served to those in need. Frances Dykes is a member of the church, recalls the neighborhood she grew up in during the 1950s.
In the beginning, everybody, their house was their pride and joy. They took care of it. It was so well groomed.
And there's Malin Trout. He's 81 years old now, retired from the Wicomico County Public School System.
And we go to the movies, two or three of us at a time. We'd walk to the movies, and sometimes we'd go to a double feature. The thing wouldn't get out till 10 o'clock. And we would walk home just as safe there as any neighborhood in the world.
As the number of rentals went up and older residents left, a decline set in that resulted in abandoned buildings and a rising crime rate. When Barry Tillman became mayor in the late 1990s, she took a special interest in the Church Street neighborhood. There were community meetings, especially with religious leaders in the area, about what could be done. From that, there were walks through the Church Street neighborhood and cleanup efforts by the former mayor and other local Salisbury government officials. And one of the key leaders in these efforts, says Tillman, was Reverend Annette Wilson, whose house of worship, the Cathedral of Love, sits across the street from the Bricks. For Wilson, community action was the key to making progress.
It's up to each street, I think, to be able to keep their street clean, to be able to keep their street safe. It's up to the neighborhood, and it's up to each person that lives on the street to be able to come together and be a community and help their own community.
City and community efforts quickly turned to housing, particularly encouraging home ownership.
And this is Record Street, where there's a house down there that the city wants to tear down that would be donated to us if we can waive the fees and taxes.
Joan Mulvaney, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Wicomico County, drives down one of the many side streets where her organization has begun rehabilitating some of the old homes.
Now see, this is a beautifully kept up house, and this isn't a Habitat house. And they obviously just put in a new fence.
Around a dozen homes have been rehabilitated. Among those is that of Sandra Denise Smith, who has been forced to give up work because of a disability.
Good morning.
Hi. You good? Good morning.
Her two-story home is now her pride and joy as she shows us around the bedroom and kitchen. She recalls what it was like when she first moved into the area.
Well, when I first moved here, it was really bad. You know, I think the drugs and prostitution and all that. At first I had, you know, like, my hopes were less, like, down because I was sorry that I moved here and all that.
And on another street, there's Doris Mapes. She works in the medical profession now recalls how the neighborhood was just a few years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Gun firing all the time, police on the block all the time, people being shot, even people being killed, actually. I mean, we've had a couple of people that died.
And crime has come down. Salisbury police report that crimes like robbery and assault have dropped dramatically. Just 2 years ago, there were 100 cases of assault during the first three quarters of the year, dropping to just under 70 during the same period this year. Theft has also declined from 63 incidents in the first three quarters of 2007 compared to 24 during the same period this year. And local resident Sandra Denise Smith says she has personally seen a dramatic change.
But now, for the last 2 years, it's like I'm thrilled. I have most respect being on Church Street, you know, being on the Church Street, right down to the little kids, to the adults, to the teenager. Everybody speaking very respectful of me.
Perhaps the key to the dramatic drop in crime has simply been more neighbors looking out for one another. Brian Murphy is a member of Grace United Methodist Church and a board member for the Christian Shelter, which is located in the Church Street neighborhood.
Just more eyes in the neighborhood has kind of changed the, at least the daylight activities that have been that used to go on in the neighborhood.
Joan Mulvaney with Habitat for Humanity says she's hoping to reach what she calls a tipping point, that is, enough owner-occupied homes to bring back the neighborhood.
Crime is down. It's gone down pretty dramatically since we started building there. And we did stimulate the building of other houses. If you drive through Church Street, you'll see that other people have renovated houses, landlords have, and there've even been an occasional new house built. We haven't come up with a number. We're thinking in terms of 10 more houses, which is a pretty ambitious goal. But the economy has hurt all that. That's really stopped. And I think the most vulnerable neighborhoods get hurt first.
And Ronald Bell, executive director for Salisbury Urban Ministries, which is located in the Church Street neighborhood, sees the impact of the economic downturn firsthand.
People are continuously looking for work, are trying to find work. They're trying to find jobs. The jobs that used to be available for a number of people, especially people who don't have particular skills, those jobs are has vanished, so it's difficult to find employment. So people are just struggling and trying to make ends meet.
Meanwhile, David Weber, pastor of Grace United Methodist Church, looks out at the old laundry facility known as Linens of the Week. And he recalls a time when it provided jobs for the people in the neighborhood, but now it sits abandoned. What the neighborhood needs now, Weber says, is more political clout to get more help from the city. And he poses this question.
Well, instead of talking about how bad it was, why don't we talk about a vision? And I don't want to sound too churchy, but, you know, it's you know, without a vision, the people perish. There's no vision for this community.
Meanwhile, as the cars pass through this neighborhood, residents struggle to remake the Church Street area one house at a time. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.